93.3 WBAB Roger. JB Brett just broke out in hysterical laughter.
None of this is funny.
No.
Nothing is funny.
Yours is funny.
What do you got?
This is a picture of Donald Trump, a painting of him with his junk hanging out. his little
Trump nude that made Brett just laugh.
Oh, okay. I thought he was laughing at my situation.
I'm laughing at that too.
It's not funny. I just got a text message from Nicole. We got to get her on the phone in a minute.
That's cute.
It's not cute.
She's 8. It's cute.
It's not cute. I don't know if this kid's trying to kiss her or whatever it is.
Oh.
Dude, I just got a text message that says, Isabella has a Valentine. Oh. What? Yeah, and she gives me the kid's name and he asked her yesterday. I don't know what it means. That kid going to try and kiss my daughter?
No, he's 8. He probably wants to just give her a card with a heart, Minnie Mouse holding a heart, or Mickey Mouse holding a heart saying, will you be my Valentine with the kid's name?
He just wants to make sure
it's okay if he gives it to her.
That's what it was like when we were kids. That's how it was then. Now these kids are all different. This kid's probably trying to make out with my 8-year-old daughter, and it's wrong. I'll have to kill somebody.
Put it on Snapchat.
Put it on, yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna put my daughter, what did I say, on blast?
That's right.
And kiss my daughter. Not happening.
Ah, they're 8. Right, he asked her yesterday to be his Valentine.
Yeah, but I don't know what the response
was.
She's not answering my text.
He's asking ahead of time. He's already doing it right. See that?
What are you talking about?
He's being old-fashioned, like his parents probably told him, if you wanted to be a Valentine, you have to ask.
That kid didn't come find me and ask me if it was okay to ask my daughter to be a Valentine.
He's not marrying your daughter. He just wants to give her a card.
I will kill this kid.
Maybe with a little like marshmallow Valentine peep or something. It'll be cute.
I'm not going to be good.
Just hope she doesn't get 7 of them.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
She gets 1, it's cute. 7, it's worrisome.
Stop laughing, Brett. I feel like you're never on my team.
Not true.
I feel like you're never on my team.
He just likes to laugh.
You're always rooting against me.
I'm not.
When my daughters are young, they would get Valentines. And, of course, there's some rules in classes where everybody has to get one or nobody gets one. So, I mean, how bad could it be?
So now you're trying to say my daughter's not special enough to get her own Valentine?
Yes. No, of course not. The kid probably asked her because he's going to give her the special Mickey Mouse holding a heart Valentine card, and everybody else is going to get generic. You know, something like that. Maybe he'll have little heart sucking candies, you know, with the messages on them.
Excuse me?
The little ones that say, I love you, or say, be my Valentine. You know, the little, they're not sucking, they're chewable sugary candies.
Those are so good. They're like the little Necco wafers. Same thing.
Maybe it's just something like that. She's 8. She's in what grade? 2nd?
Third? I came home. I came out of the bathroom the other day, and she's standing over the stove.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what are you doing? Caramelizing bananas.
Was she caramelizing bananas for her Valentine?
I don't know, dude.
Okay, then you don't have to worry. Yeah, it'll be fine. It's cute. She's young.
It's not easy stuff. Joseph,
don't even get worried about this stuff.
Dude, Joseph didn't send any Valentines to no chicks.
He's not on his game yet. Wait till next year. Next year must be the year. You'll see.
It's not funny, and I'm not ready.
It's hilarious, dude, very entertaining.
I walked into his bedroom the other day, my son's bedroom, and I look at him. Like, I go to kiss him goodbye in the morning. I look at him, I'm like, when did you get so long? I'm like, I feel like everything's good. Like, he's long.
He's just growing?
Yeah. I'm like, when did that happen? Like, overnight.
You got to see him more.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he's going through a growth spurt. That'll happen.
This is all going too fast, man.
I think this Valentine can't be possibly anything serious.
It's not funny. Goodbye. Ted, we got to get Nicole.
All right.
I got to find my wife.
654.
Somebody's got to get control of the situation.
Here's Ted.
Southern State eastbound coming off the Cross Island, coming from the Belt Parkway in Queens at exit.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 6:58. Just got the news and a text from JP's wife that his daughter maybe has a Valentine today at school. Looks like she does.
She better answer the phone.
She's 8, so she's in 3rd grade. So she's got some boy maybe asked her to be her Valentine. So maybe today she'll get a nice little card.
Don't do it, dude.
Maybe some little sucking candy, something like that.
Roger, this isn't something. I know what you're about to do. This isn't you. Don't go down this road.
You're right, because it's you.
You're right. Don't do this. Don't be someone you're not.
Billy Mack's on the line. Hey, Billy Mack, Private Eye. What's going on?
My, oh, my. The chickens have come home to roost.
Shut up, douchebag.
Yes, they have.
I guess this kid's got a heart on for your daughter.
Oh, really, William? Oh, really? That's where you wanted to go, huh?
Here's Eric Clapton. I've got a rock and roll heart.
Maybe I'll just send that picture of you, that video of you frolicking through the hot dog hooker's wife to the hot dog hooker's house to your wife. Maybe you want that for Valentine's Day.
Suddenly, not so funny.
Maybe that video of you letting the hot dog hooker put cigarettes out on your belly. Maybe your wife wants that. How's that, douchebag?
High five, Billy Mac. High five.
You guys are dicks.
After all these years of you saying nasty things about my children, I'm living large now.
I never said any nasty things about your daughter other than she's a horrible person for being a Falcons fan. Other than that.
Oh, you lying dog. You being with the basketball team and everything else. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got that one too.
That may have come out one time, but I didn't really mean it.
I think I had my wife with a basketball team too.
No, just a pool boy and that guy in San Antonio.
Ah, you gotta love it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And the old guys in Florida.
Happy at the football game.
Shut up, Dick.
Yes.
Who are the old guys that took your wife to the football?
All the years of hearing terrible, terrible things said about my daughters and my wife.
This is beneath you, though.
And now your 8-year-old has a Valentine. And you notice, even the listeners,
cackling
in joy.
Listen, her. Just one.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure. You're just like everybody else. Pressure. You've only had to run so far, so good.
Pressure. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 705. Breaking news, JP's daughter has a Valentine. She's 8, and apparently some boy asked yesterday permission to be her Valentine. This news just in, very important.
Well, didn't ask permission.
Well, it sounds like. I mean,
he didn't ask me.
He asked her to be his Valentine. I mean, that's very polite, very nice kid, sounds like. It should be a nice couple. Should work out really well.
You're going to take a cell phone to the forehead.
Ernie's on the line. His son is around the same age as your son. What's going on in his class, Ernie?
I guess my son, he's 8.5, I guess. Things are starting to move when he's in school.
Oh, no.
So my wife said something to me last night, so I guess I got to go home and discuss the functionality mode.
8.5, things are moving?
Dude, good luck with that.
That happening girl from your class might be making things happening, buddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard it last night, and I was oh, my God.
That's a horrible thought.
What?
8.5?
My daughter will be 9 in April.
It's a horrible thought in JP's situation. I can't believe you even brought that up. It happens.
Yeah, all right, they're growing like anything, JP.
Thanks for the info, Ernie.
Yeah, thanks.
They're growing like anything. At 8.5. Who knew? My God, what goes on? I can't believe you have to pull her out of that school. That's just maybe homeschool her or something. She can't be in this environment. Kids walking around with things going on. That's terrible.
Hey, stop giggling and press the button. There you go. Thank you.
So many years.
So many years of what?
There's so many more situations coming in the next, 7-8 years.
And it's all beneath you.
It's awesome.
It's beneath you. You don't want to go down that road.
102.3 WBAB.
It's not your strong suit, Roger.
Roger, JP. Station, Roger and JP. 709, partly sunny, up to about 27 today. Very cold day, but... the hearts of Long Islanders warmed today by the sweet story of JP's 8-year-old daughter, Isabella, being asked to have a Valentine. Yesterday, a boy asked her, I guess, to be a Valentine or something. It's very cute. They're 8 years old. It happens all the time. And it's the beginning of a long, long road of boys asking your daughter for all sorts of things like being a Valentine. It's very nice. And it's just part of growing up. You'll get used to it, my partner. You'll get used to it after a while. You become numb to the whole thing.
You're being a dick.
Did you get your wife yet? Do we have her?
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Nicole.
Have you been listening?
Hi.
Have you been listening? Yeah. What do we do?
I'm not very happy with that Ernie character.
Yeah. I'm not very happy with that Ernie character or this Roger character. What do we do? How do we handle this?
I don't know. I mean, she didn't say yes. Well, she just giggled. She just told me this, so I'm a little in shock myself.
So what happened? He asked her to be his Valentine yesterday in school?
Yes.
So you feel like maybe...
He walked up to her and he said, would you be my Valentine?
Aww.
He just started, and then he started to scream, I guess, because he was excited. And she's so she said she didn't answer him.
Yeah. He got all excited and screamed.
I don't
like
it.
That's great.
Nicole, I don't like it. I don't know what to do here. I mean,
it's out of our control.
This is the mother's job.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to handle it. First off, first and foremost, you're supposed to protect me from stuff like this.
No. Oh,
yeah. All right. You understand? I don't need to know. Listen, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I am strictly on a need-to-know basis, and I don't need to know unless it's bad, bad, bad.
Okay. And I'll handle it.
Handle it. I need you to handle it. I don't care what you do. If you got to take this kid out, you take him out. Whatever you got to do.
It'll be fine.
Hit him with the bumper of your car?
Yeah. If you got to clip him while he's trying to walk in this, you know, you got to...
Stop.
Hopefully he just gives her a card with little candies and he doesn't try to kiss her.
Oh,
hopefully.
God.
They're not even allowed to give out candy.
He's very excitable.
Did he try to kiss her?
No.
Are you sure?
Not yet.
I don't think so.
Call your daughter. Call your daughter. You need to find that out.
She would have told me.
Okay.
You think?
Good luck. It'll be fine.
Goodbye, Nick.
Bye. All right. Well, what could possibly go wrong? Give her a little card. It'll be fine.
I got to call my house. I got to talk to my daughter.
So she's still home?
Yeah.
Good. Put on makeup, a little perfume. Get her hair all beautiful done. Get her hair did. Oh, that's nice. Valentine's Day is cute at this age. It really is.
She's got to look good for her man.
Oh, you're chiming in? Really? Okay.
I like this, Roger. It's fun.
Okay.
It's 7:12 on the happiest day of my life.
Okay.
And here's Dead with the Roads.
Southern State now eastbound as you make your way into...
BAB, Roger and JP, 717.
Yeah, I'll get my daughter on the phone.
Awesome.
Give me a minute.
Oh, it'll be her first time we've ever talked to her, I think.
She's got... Well, last time you tried to talk to her, she cried.
She did. It was off the air, so nobody knew. You didn't have to say that. But she did. She hung up. As soon as she heard me...
You made my daughter cry.
I won't say a thing. If you can get her, I won't say a thing.
Good idea.
All right, Isabella. She's 8. Okay. First Valentine asked yesterday. It's a cute thing.
I'll get her.
Okay. It's time now for the stuff you need to know.
God.
Brought to you by Allure Home Improvement. It's a long road, bro. Only 12, 13, 14 years to go of this kind of torture.
This is not the way my weekend was supposed to start.
Here's that. It's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 721. Valentine's Day coming Sunday. JP's daughter is about 8 years old at the time you start getting Valentine's. Yeah, anytime around that age. Little cards at school and stuff. Boy asked her to be Valentine yesterday. Shocked JP because he just found out about 20 minutes ago that this happened yesterday. It happens, JP, as they grow up.
Baby girl.
Hello?
Isabella.
Yes?
Tell me about this Valentine. You're on the radio with Daddy.
No.
Tell me about this Valentine.
No.
You have to.
Why?
Because I want to know.
He just asked me at lunch.
And what'd you say?
I just said,
You just said,
Yeah.
He didn't try to kiss you, did he?
No.
You promise?
All he did was finish chewing what he had in his mouth and put a napkin in his mouth and screamed.
Okay, but nothing else I need to know about?
No.
You promise?
I promise.
You wouldn't lie to Daddy, would you?
No.
Swear?
Swear.
All right, we're going to hang out tomorrow?
Okay.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
See, nothing happened. The kid just put a napkin in his mouth and screamed.
I believe her.
That kid, that sounds like a true story.
I don't know why, but I do.
You can't make that up. Dad, nothing happened. You sure? Yes. Okay, I believe you.
My baby girl would never lie to me.
She's very cute. And that kid is very nervous. He might have peed himself.
That would be great.
He sounded really excited.
I hope so. I hope he peed himself.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Well, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 726. Partly sunny, up to about 27 today. It is very cold out, but it'll warm your heart to hear this story of Valentine's love. Sunday is Valentine's Day, and today in schools all over the island, kids will be getting Valentine's Day cards. I mean, it's just a tradition that goes on, and JP's daughter, no different, at 8 years old, asked yesterday to be a kid's Valentine, and she told a very cute story. So, I mean, yeah, probably nothing to worry about except for the kid who screamed he was so happy. It's cute for an 8-year-old. Joe's on the line. He has much experience, as I do, with having daughters and as they grow up, and, you know, 8 years old, you're early on. Joe, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, JP. I got a 20. She's going to be 20 in April, bro. It gets no better.
Yeah.
Truth.
Listen, when now is beautiful. Enjoy this. Wait till she's about, I'll say, 12 to 14.
Oh, boy.
And the boys think that they're men. And they don't need to come in to shake your hand. They got to walk past the house and your daughter's got to go out running.
I can't wait till some kid comes into my house with his hat backwards or sideways. I can't wait till that. I cannot wait till somebody tries that move.
And then it gets even better. Wait till they're about 16, 17, 18, and you happen to go into the laundry one day because you need socks and you find dental floss.
Oh. That was the worst.
Oh, God.
Finding thongs is the worst thing.
You're breaking up, Joe. I can't hear you.
Thanks, buddy. Well,
can we end this portion?
That's just how it goes.
Can we end this portion of the program?
Yep.
I'm good.
It won't stop the next 12 years, though. It's just how it's going to be. It's all coming. But she sounded very cute. I'm sure she'll have a very nice day today and come home very happy. A nice little card. Very cute. 728.
Yep.
Or if the whole class does it, she'll come home with like 13 of them, which is fine.
Oh, good.
That's how it goes. Ted has the roads.
Right now.